Hey, potential podcast listeners. If you think you might be feeling depressed, stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, then our sponsor, BetterHelp, is here to help you.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you. You can talk to your therapist in a private, safe, online environment at your convenience. There's a broad range of expertise with BetterHelp's 20,000-plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
All you do is simply fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in just under 48 hours. After that, you can schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
Join the over 3 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Our listeners will get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/potential. That's betterhelp.com/potential.
Once again, that's 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/potential. Take charge of your mental health with BetterHelp. And remember, know your potential.
Potential Podcast.
Reviewing the latest in movies, TV series, video games, books, and more. This is Potential Picks.
Hello, and welcome back to another edition of Potential Picks. I'm your host, Teo Sokol, and I'm flying solo as I head back to high school, and I'm reviewing the 2024 American teen musical comedy film Mean Girls. It's directed by Samantha Jane and Arturo Perez Jr. from a screenplay by Tina Fey, based on the stage musical of the same name, which in turn was inspired by the 2004 film of the same name, both written by Fey, which is actually based on the 2002 book Queen Bees and Wannabes by Rosalind Wiseman. So talking about quite an inception for story here. So very excited to review this. Now, Mean Girls, the original with Lindsay Lohan, was in 2004. And this is coming out 20 years later after the much celebrated success of the Broadway musical Mean Girls. I had not the pleasure of seeing it. I believe Chris has, and he has talked about it. So for this, you know, having a musical version adaptation of it into a film, I thought it was a smart choice, especially with the success of it. Why not bring it to the silver screen? So again, not a lot of spoilers, because again, this is a film that's been out for 20 years, and now from a movie to musical to movie musical, it's been around. But the plot of Mean Girls 2024 is Katie Heron is a hit with the plastics, an A-list girl clique at a new high school, after being homeschooled most of her life, moving from Kenya back to the United States. But everything changes when she falls for Aaron Samuels, and she makes a mistake falling for Regina's ex-boyfriend, soon finds herself caught in their crosshairs. So I was a huge fan of the original comedy. I thought it was very poignant, a really good modern teen comedy. We have so many generations of teen comedies. And this was great. And with the Mean Girls musical, they kind of made it more modern. And same with this adaptation, they wanted to kind of make it a more of a modern take. So kind of all the twist there. Pretty exciting stuff as the, you know, we've got some returning people. We've got Tina Fey coming back. We even have Renee Rapp, who plays the Regina George, who was in the live adaptation musical. Even we have Ashley Park, who originated the role of Gretchen Wieners in the stage musical. We can get Lindsay Lohan as a little cameo. So a lot of great nods to that original cast. So I was pretty excited, you know, to check this out. I had not, you know, seen the live adaptation. I believe Chris had. So right off the bat, I knew this was going to be a musical going into it. I will say, for those who are not maybe known, well known, that there was a musical version in Broadway, The movie trailer does not really depict an accurate picture of that. I knew what I was getting into. I saw this with my wife, her friend, and daughter. We're all fans of Mean Girls, the original. So they're not very musical inclined fans. So this is very different for them. And I think it was kind of mixed with them because, again, when you're not expecting a musical and you go into this, you're like, oh, it's a musical. I got to say, great numbers. I thought the production value in here was really well done. I like the pacing of this. Right off the bat, I love the humor in this one, even far superior, maybe potentially to the original. Although the original is very funny, there's just some great moments in this. I got to give it to Janice and Damien, our standouts in this. I mean, you can't really compare to the original with Lizzie Kaplan and of course the original Damien, who was played by Daniel Frensies. We've got new casting for them, who's Alia Cavallo and Jaquel Spivey. If I say that wrong, I apologize. But I really like their energy here. And Jaquel as Damien, he just had such diva energy. And I freaking loved it. The musical numbers, I mean, a cautionary tale just right in the beginning. And I like, you know, the energy that they brought to it. I thought, honestly, you know, having, you know, you can't really beat Lindsay Lohan when it comes to that. But the actress who played Katie, who seen her in quite a bit of stuff now, Andrea Rice, I thought she did a good job. I think she really played the awkward timidness more so than Lindsay Lohan. I think that was really well done. But I mean, Renee Rapp as Regina George, she does such a great job bringing that Regina George energy. Avantika plays Karen, and Baby Ward as Gretchen Wieners. I thought Gretchen was a great choice, good actress for that. But for Karen, I don't know, just something about Amanda Seyfried, you can't really get that energy that Amanda had. And actually, that was, I believe, was her film debut. So, but I love the musical numbers. I thought the production value was really good. You know, it's definitely a long film. And again, you're getting the, you know, musical stage version. I know that they cut some stuff there but it definitely made me very curious to see the original on Broadway, but I loved it. I really enjoyed it. I was laughing. I love the nods, the original. I mean, you've got some great returning people with Tina Fey and Tim Meadows. And it just was just a fun time. I think that there was some casting that they could have maybe done better. I think that would have been nice. But overall, I really enjoyed this. Definitely one that I would see again. Soundtrack is very, very addicting, very fun, and definitely a great way to kind of bring the Mean Girls story to a new generation. Now, if you are not a musical fan, this may not be up your alley. And I think what would have been better for the film if they call it Mean Girls the Musical, because right now it kind of looks like that they're either just remaking it. And speaking of the people, there was confusion like, oh, it's a new generation of the Mean Girls. I was like, no, it's the same story. It's just the musical version. And they're like, oh, so there you have it. So I think that would have been better maybe having a, you know, musical out of the title, especially when there is a Mean Girls already out there. Unlike films like In the Heights, you know, it's, I just think they should have added that in the title. But that just means. But overall, I'm going to give this an 8 out of 10. Really enjoyed it. Some casting issues for me. You know, great production value, whatnot. But such a great film. And I hope that I get a chance to see it on stage one day. But you can check out Mean Girls on demand. I believe it's going to be on Paramount Plus, and you can buy it in stores and select theaters right now. And that was this edition of Potential Picks.
Thanks for listening to the Potential Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Potential Podcast, or on Twitter at The Potential Pod.
Or you can email us. Send us your positive feedback and thoughts, suggestions, and more through our email, thepotentialpodcast@yahoo.com.
I'm your host, Chris Dewar.
And I'm your host, Taylor Sokol.
Stay tuned for more episodes on pop culture,
entertainment,
and nerdom. And remember, know your potential.